Blog Talk Radio.
Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not only herself. She boldly shares her journey on this road with others so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts with the world. Woman on Fire North America Tour is looking for sponsors for conferences, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Miami. Contact Allison Harvey at 647-713-3622. WomanOnFire.ca. Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, everyone, and thank you. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Another day, another fantastic show, another amazing, oh my goodness, gorgeous guest. And I'm not lying. If you are looking at Blog Talk Radio pictures and on my fan page on Facebook, you've seen pictures of this amazing, gorgeous lady that is originally from Kentucky, but she is residing, and I can't remember where she's residing right now, but she's going to tell us all about in a little while. She is patiently waiting on the other line, so let me go with my housekeeping. Today is, can you believe it? It's almost the end of the month. It's that time of day. It's a time of broadcasting from Toronto, Canada. And it's the 24th of March. My goodness, another live show. Yes, we haven't had pre-recorded shows for a very long time. So which means that if you're listening to us right now live, call us in. The phone number is 646-378-1975. With questions for me or my guest. If you're listening to us live, you know that I love interaction, and we are on social media. So we are on Twitter, Facebook, we are on YouTube. So right on Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, there's a link to my show right now. So if you're listening on your tablet, on your iPhone, on your Android, whatever media is it that you have on your computer, just click on the link. She is the latest interview that I have, which is today, and we're so happy that we have an amazing guest coming up. We are being listened, everyone, all over the world, and yes, you've heard it right, all over the world. We have listeners right now in South America, Central America, Jamaica. Hello to my great authors in Jamaica. We've been getting a lot of Jamaica authors. Netherlands, Africa, here in Canada, through our 10 beautiful provinces. We also have United States, Washington, D.C., Texas, obviously now followers in North Carolina. We had a great author yesterday or Saturday from North Carolina. Kansas, my goodness, the list goes on. Also, Italy, we have crossed over Europe, Italy, Turkey, and England. And a big hello to my cousin in Australia. So good morning to you. If you're interested in being on the Lizzie T Radio Show, please do not forget to email us at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and yes, we are on YouTube. If you are in the Toronto area and you would like to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show live, you can also be here, and we will be, yes, we will be videotaping. So if you are interested in being on the Lizzie T Radio Show in Toronto, Canada, contact us. Again, the email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. And don't forget that we have started a new section here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and is the musical section. What is a radio show without music, correct? Well, yes. So if for you that have submitted your MP3, we will be happy to play your song. As long as it's PI rating, we will be happy to help you and support you with your music and your craft. Today we have chosen Andrea, and Andrea is a singer and an artist here from Toronto, Canada. So we will be playing your song, Andrea. Thank you for submitting your MP3. We will also be playing Alicia Cinnamon, which is also an artist here from Toronto. And we will be playing also a song from a fellow that submitted their song from the United States. The name of the artist is Nurtwen. And last but not least, we will be playing the song from Tenny. She is an artist from Nigeria. My goodness. Today in the news, there is a lot of talk with in regards to what's going to happen to the weather here in Toronto, Canada. It looks like we are never getting spring. So I'm hoping that I am wrong, and starting next week in April, we will be getting some warmer weather. My goodness, I don't know where you are in the world. I know I hear Brazil is unbelievably hot, plus 40 with the humidity. Wow. Lots of rain in Europe. I hear that there's tons of rain. And, send me a comment. See what the weather is like. I love to talk about the weather in all the parts of the world and greatest news. With in regards to my sponsors, thank you so much. We've been getting so many emails. My VA and I, we're going crazy with people that want to ask to mention your business here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We were a sponsor right now by PlexusDrinkHealth.com. The website is PlexusDrinkHealth.com. We are also being sponsored by J&LT Photography. Give John a call at 647-955-0288. We're also being sponsored by BookaRoom.com, and the website is BookaRoom.com. We are also being sponsored by Grenada Ocean Resort. The website is GrenadaOcean.com. And last but not least, we've been sponsored by LenDeva.com. They are organic soap with body oils and no artificial fragrance or color. And they're cruelty-free to animals, and they're made here, right here in Canada. Okay, well, now that my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of, and my guest, my beautiful, gorgeous guest, is waiting patiently on the other line, I will bring her on. But before I do that, here is a tiny little bio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Sherry Elmore Whitehouse. Sherry wanted to see the world and serve her country. So she joined the army. She wanted to be something in this world. So she built an IT company. At the age of 43, she wanted to heal the world. So she founded High Healing. Sherry grew up in Brooks, Kentucky. Sherry comes from a very humble beginning. At the age of 18, she remembers having moments. She told herself that she wanted to get out of this town and do something. Something for her. She didn't have a lot of options. Her parents couldn't afford to send her to college, so she made the decision to join the army. Upon getting out of service in 1996, she decided she could continue her career and built an IT career. For the next 17 years, she built a stellar IT career, working for major corporations that includes Toyota and UPS, along many others. She obtained a technology degree. She got married and had two children. At around age 40, she had done it all. But she had a secret. She was not really happy. She had the perfect husband and two wonderful children and a dog, a nice house, and two cars. However, she began at the age of 42, she decided she would begin a journey of her own healing. And she set out to determine a different path for herself. And we are going to hear all about it here at the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And without further ado, here's a beautiful, gorgeous Shelly. Hello, hello, Shelly, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you this evening?
I am doing so wonderful. Thanks to you, Miss Lizzie. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I'm just so excited listening to the countries on your show just to reach out into the world. And I just wish, you know, that I could just reach out and give everybody a hug. And thank you so much for that introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome, sweetheart, and you are so deserving. And yes, let's do a virtual hug to everyone who's listening to us all over the world. And I always like to play a little game, and I always like to make sure that you are comfortable. Just sit back, relax. Hopefully you have a nice warm tea or a cup of water, whatever it is that you love to drink. And on that note, I'd love to find out if you can play along with me. What is your favorite drink?
Oh, my goodness. Does it involve alcohol or non-alcohol?
It doesn't matter.
I like a nice tea. I do like a nice tea, a nice minty, refreshing hot tea.
Yes. Fantastic.
And if you're,
fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much for playing along. You know what? I've had in the Lizzie T Radio Show anywhere from wine to pina colada to Shirley Temple to chocolate to lemon water, which is my favorite. And now you're saying iced tea. So fantastic. Thank you so much for playing along and for participating. I really appreciate it. So let's get into Sherry's life. My goodness. You went.
Send your summer vacation.
To becoming a great, great entrepreneur, a great art, a great healer, but just a dream. You wanted to come out of Kentucky. Is that where you reside right now, Sherry?
Yes, yes. We are just a little bit south of Louisville, Kentucky, and yes, that is where we reside. That is our home base.
Fantastic. So you were in your CDA and you said, you know what, there's probably more to life than this. And good for you for taking the initiative. And you went to do the service for your country. So can you talk a little bit more in detail for our listeners that are listening to us all over the world?
Yes, I at 18 I decided that I wanted to serve my country and see the world. So I raised my right hand and vowed to serve my country. I had an opportunity.
Wow.
You said I went to Germany and I was in Korea. And I know you said there were people from Italy. I spent some time there, traveled, had such an amazing experience. And I always am just so proud of veterans of all countries and people who serve their nations, and I stand proud in that. And that just was an amazing experience in the opportunity to greet and learn about other cultures. So I'm really grateful because as I starting to this healing experience, experience. I am so open to just, you know, sharing love and healing across the world. And I love connecting with other cultures. I love learning about other cultures. So it has always served me very well. I was in the service for about 8.5 years and then got out and started the – I did computers while I was in the service and got out of the service and built the amazing IT career. But as you said in the bio, I was struggling a bit with fulfillment and happiness. And
now from serving your country and going to different places in the world, which is fantastic, and turning kind of going to a career that is kind of logical from where you were, you know, in the IT world, which is, you know, why the IT world, Sherry?
You know, at the time when I look back, it just was, I did computer stuff while I was in the service. So it just
okay.
was a natural progression that already had kind of had this base skill. And so as I began to look at getting out of the service, that was just kind of the transition at the time. And so that's just, I just started looking for those IT jobs and was fortunate enough to kind of come straight out of the service into an IT job. And I found, and I always was just an achiever in being successful. I think looking back,
mm-hmm.
successful in money, and I was like, okay,
yes.
this will good, because as we mentioned, I came from very humble beginnings, so it was really important to me that I be successful.
Yes.
But I soon found out that success, there is a different level to success, and that's where the fulfillment of you know, stepping into my passion and purpose of high healing, it's amazing. It's truly amazing, you know, where we're going
And I really wanted to emphasize on that, Sherry, because I have people all over the world and I have guests just like yourself, and I am so glad you point things out that sometimes money, and I'm not going to say that all the time, but sometimes money, you think it will bring you happiness, it will bring you success, and it will bring you what is it that is missing in your life, but not necessarily. When I talk about success in my show, I talk about the success of you doing what you love to do, and I want you to elaborate, because now you that are listening to us all over the world, you take from Sherry, a very successful entrepreneur, had her business, had a great account, had a career, had the house, the two cars, but it's still, there was something missing. And let's talk about when you discover that you wanted to do something that you love to do and you changed things around and you became a healer. So can you talk about that to my audience?
Yes, I certainly can. It's truly about learning to listen what is within. And as I began my journey of healing myself, because I was, you know, suffering from depression, and now looking back, I mean, I've discovered that it's just truly living a life that wasn't intended
mm-hmm.
for me. I did. I had the nice house, but you know, slowly, like I tell people, you know, my spirit was just rotting inside. So I just began the journey of healing and reading and people that were like me and spiritual. And before I knew it, I began to heal. And, you know, that truly is, you know, through God. And he did that healing in me. And I came up out of that. I remember in November 2012, I took like 10 weeks away from my career and just got in,
mm-hmm.
you know, prayer about what is it I'm intended to do. And there's a part, and then following that February of 2013, there is that moment. There is a defining
mm-hmm.
moment when you know what your purpose is. You know, I knew that through
it's
UPS, yes, I knew that I had connected with helping women heal, because I had gotten into a program at UPS in women's leadership, and my soul soared. So I knew I had made that connection, but when it came time to really, truly make the decision that I was going to let that life go and step into the one that was intended is not easy. And it does take a lot of courage. And it's literally a moment of letting go of control. And it truly probably was one of the hardest things because I was an overachiever. I had never been unemployed. I had never, you know, not had a job. But on February 2013, I was sitting at my desk. And the voice said, "You will not do this another day." And fortunately for me, I followed it. And that is what I want to give to any of the listeners out there that are struggling in that moment of, you know what you're intended to do. You know what you need to do. Find the courage to step. Because I promise you, that was over a year ago. We just celebrated our first birthday. And it is just amazing.
Wow.
It is.
Oh,
yes,
congratulations. Let me applaud you on that. Oh,
but it's just, you know, the life on the other side of letting go and trusting, you know, I can't even put into words. I cannot even put, because the fulfillment and this, I'm successful now because, you know, I'm walking in what is intended. And just recently, on the veteran side, you know, so many things are opening up. So I always go back to, you know, you can just look back and see everything was intended, the IT career, the veteran piece. It all comes together, and it's just about pushing through fear, all those thoughts to say we can't, and finding that courage. When you do, it turns. Just completely turns around. And now I have the opportunity to help people heal. And that's, someone asked, you know, if you could come up with one word that high healing would represent. And it's truly hope. I want to provide hope to the world that it can be different. And there is opportunity for healing from, I mean, high healing was born out of my darkness and my struggle and overcoming it. And now it's my job and my purpose to go out there and show that I struggled in these areas, but there is hope to overcome. And truly, the healer is love. I mean, it's, you know, it's just so brilliant, and we miss it. We miss
so
it
true.
So quickly. Yes. So
it's so true.
So that is essentially, you know, and we are.
You are listening to the list. To the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have with us an amazing guest and an amazing healer, and she is talking all about what she loves to do. I will be cutting off for a short commercial, and I will be right back.
It's no secret that being overweight has become a worldwide epidemic. Being overweight can lead to dramatic increases in diabetes, heart disease, cancer, stroke, arthritis, and depression. Consider the following. 8 out of 10 Americans over the age of 25 are overweight, and 26 million children and adults in the U.S. have diabetes. If you're like millions of others, you've probably tried this diet or that pill, but you never got the results you wanted. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control reports that 95% of all diets and weight loss programs fail. Finally, there is an all-natural, healthy solution to help you lose weight. Originally made for diabetics, Plexus Slim and Accelerator taken together, just one time per day, can help you lose the weight. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. For more info, go to www.plexuspinkdrinkhealth.com.
Spend your summer vacation at the Granada Ocean Resort, located on the beach in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. Specials include Memorial Weekend, May 23rd through May 26th, 6 p.m. checkout, only $369. May 30th to June 5th, 6 nights, only $439. June 22nd to June 28th, 6 nights, only $777. Free upgrade available if booked by April 30th. Visit www.granadaoceanresort.com for special sand dollar savings coupons. And then call 609-522-9020 and ask for your bonus Canadian guest discount.
And
And we're back. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today with an amazing guest, which I really do not want to forget to give the website. So I will ask Sherry, if you have any questions for me or my guest, please do not hesitate to call us in. The phone number is 646-378-1975. Or we are on social media. Right on my Facebook, there is a link for you to listen to the show live. And you can post your question or comments right underneath the link to the show. So, Sherry, I just don't want to forget to mention to my guests, where can they reach you? Can you please go ahead, because this is very important. You have turned your life around, and I want to make sure that you help the ones that are listening to us right now. How can they reach you? How can you help them as well?
Yes, my website is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Whitehouse, W-H-I-T-E-H-O-U-S-E. So that's SherryWhitehouse.com. And I have my story out there, and our services are out there, and I would love, love, love to connect with anyone. We are planning our annual conference coming up in June. That will be in Louisville, Kentucky, but we are planning to video, and we plan to share that video. It is truly the conference is free to be you and sparkle. I'm all about sparkle and really connecting people in their gift and their purpose. And so, again, it's Sherry Whitehouse, S-H-E-R-R-Y, whitehouse.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I have the links, by the way, right underneath my fan page. Where the interview is right now, you will be able to see the link for the website and also the link for her information. She has a fan page. She's on Twitter. She is on YouTube, and she's all over the place. And I think we had fantastic. And this is what I love about people that love to promote themselves. They know how to do it, and you are definitely one of them. And she is a glitter lady for sure. There's sparkling shoes all over her website and sparkles and pink, and this is fantastic. This is beautiful. Now, Sherry, one thing I like to ask everyone, and you did touch a little bit on the success, how to become successful, but I just really wanted to make sure that you share with our listeners all over the world. You did mention, you did touch about living your life, living your true life, not living a lie. You also talk about courage, and it does take a lot of courage. One thing I talked about on my show on Saturday, that perhaps maybe you have to have something on the side that continue to pursue your dream. And one key thing that I love that you mentioned is hope. We do need to have hope, and really the secret of that is really love, which we do misunderstood. We think that is there's something more else, something more special, but really it's that simple. It's love for yourself. You got to love yourself first in order for you to be able to love others. But any other hope or secret or maybe something that you can share with my audience that they are able to continue on their pursuit on their dream, or maybe something that they're struggling about, what would you say to my audience right now?
I think the first thing that's just coming to the forefront for me is the biggest thing, like you said, is people struggle in, you know, forgiveness of themselves. And what I tell people, this is a quote from Sherry Whitehouse, you have to love yourself more than you do the hurt that's been in your past.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to forgive, and you have to love yourself more than what has happened to you that was a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like a little, you know, where you can click that and be like, wow, you know, it's always, you know, you hear people talking about forgiveness of others, but really you need to forgive yourself for not loving you more than what was done to you. That's where the, you know, it's you turn it inward. And you were talking about, you know, authenticity. It's just owning who you are. Regardless, like I tell people, you know, I battle shame and fear. Like those, like people do not want to bring those two things around me, because I have pointy heels, and I really take care of it for them. But, I mean, it's just owning who you are and everything about who you are and then putting your head up and just being authentically you. Everything about high healing is truth. It's about overcoming a struggle. It is about sparkly. It's about being uniquely you and just being in that place of forgiveness and love. And I think, you know, how you get started, it's just like I tell people, you know, like high healing started like on a vision board, just a 79-cent piece of poster board. And I didn't know where it was going. I just knew I was supposed to help women. And then you just begin to believe in that in yourself and that I can do more and just allow that to come to you. But it's truly about loving yourself, forgiving yourself, connecting with anything that is dark or strange, because we all have that. Nobody wants to really talk
it's
about
true.
It. But we all have those pieces. But in truth, when it's love, then you go forward and you don't stay stuck. And so it's just the shift of the energy and the shift into, you know, I can do this. I can go forward. And, you know, just please show me. That's the thing. And then just, like I said, forgiveness.
Fantastic. I love those words of wisdom. And it's so true, ladies and gentlemen. You have to love yourself first. And I love for you to give Sherry a call. Her website is sherrywhitehouse.com. Very simple. First name, last name, all together. And give her a call. Get in contact with her or with us. If you have any questions for me or my guest, just email me later. I'll look forward to her. And, yes, get in touch with her because she's done it. She's been there. And she's able to fulfill this dream that it was so long needed in her life. And if she's able to do it, she can definitely help you to accomplish that dream. Sherry, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, sharing your knowledge, your expertise, talk about what you went through in your life, what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, and how you turn your life around. This is gold for my listeners, for my audience. And I want to invite you back because there's so much. You're the type of person that we can talk all night long about this wonderful experience. And we all, wherever you are in the world, we can identify with this because we all go through our struggles and our trials. But there is a way out, like you said. There's always a light in the end of the tunnel. Wow. Thank you again. I cannot thank you enough for everything that you have shared with us here at Lizzie T Radio Show. Any last words, Sherry?
Just again, Lizzie, it's just, you know, it's about connection, and here you are, you know, connecting people all over the world. And so I just give my gratitude to you. I give gratitude to the listeners, and just love to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, hon. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, and have a fantastic night, everyone. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And that was Sherry, and oh, my goodness, so thankful for her being here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, talk about her business, her career, and her life, and now she's helping others. She's paying forward, and definitely need to have her back because I don't think we have touched everything that we needed to touch. But we're running out of time, and I really want to make sure that you that submitted your MP3, because what is a radio show without music? So here is Andra Gooden. She is a Canadian artist here that has launched her first solo CD, and the song is called The Melody. Hope you enjoy it.
Platoon. Platoon.
I know what I'm thinking. said Boston, LA, I rock New York, I represent. Going ham and we ain't even started yet. It's like this party is a go and all systems are in check.
Roger that.
No time for fake, cause that's not what we do. No time for hate, we got them watching like ooh. Got the haters watching like ooh. Stand back and watch us go now. Bright lights at night with your shades on. Champagne flow like a waterfall. It's that city life, big city life. It's that city life, big city life. From spot to spot in the limousine. Hotel rooftop, we on the scene. It's that city life, big city life. It's that city life, big city life. We raise the bar like a glass and then we drank it up. Number one with a bullet, so now we live it up. We bout to detonate, the doubters suffocate. They be blind off, I'll shine, illuminate. No time for fake, cause that's not what we do. No time for hate, we got them watching like ooh. Got the haters watching like ooh. Stand back and watch us go now. Bright lights at night with your shades on. Champagne flow like a waterfall. It's that city life, big city life. It's that city life, big city life. From spot to spot in the limousine. Hotel rooftop, we on the scene. It's that city life, big city life. It's that city life, big city life. Come along, know that our game is strong. If you can hang, then you're down. And if you can't go home, we got nothing to prove. But still we making moves. So put your hands in the air and raise your hero roof. Bright lights at night with your shades on. Champagne flow like a waterfall. It's that city life, big city life. It's that city life, big city life.
That was Roger's Big City Light. He is our artist from New York, which I have the honor and privilege to be able to interview here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We will continue on with Tenny. This song is submitted to us all the way from Nigeria. But before I do that, here's the last word of my sponsor.
Spend your summer vacation at the Granada Ocean Resort, located on the beach in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. Specials include Memorial Weekend, May 20th.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Woman on Fire is a creating and blazing path, creating success for not only herself. She boldly shares her journey on this road with others, so so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts with the world. Woman on Fire North America Tour is looking for sponsors for conferences, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Miami. Contact Allison Harvey at 647-713-3622, womanonfire.ca.